Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, people who are over the age of 65 are paying 43% more for their health insurance. Prices are rising across the sector, meaning that the number of families with health insurance isn't keeping pace with our growing population. Those are the key findings from a report by the Health Insurance Authority. In a moment, I'll speak to Dermot Good of TotalHealthCover.ie, which is a Loughton company. First, though, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, Charlie Weston, is with us. That's a very stark figure, Charlie, isn't it? 43%. Extra for the over 65. So what's behind that?
They tend to have very expensive insurance policies, Claire, health insurance policies, particularly because they're reluctant to move anyway, switch to another plan or even within the same insurance company. Also, a key thing for them is they want ophthalmic and orthopaedic benefits. They want full cover for that. Whereas an awful lot of under 65s would choose a cheaper plan, which would mean if they did have to have a hip replacement or something ophthalmic, they would have to make a payment towards that, what's called a co-payment. So I suppose the insurance companies are marketing plans at younger people who are less inclined to want full cover for orthopaedic treatments. They're being marketed at younger people, whereas older people, you know, would hold that kind of a, they want that kind of a benefit in their plan, so they're paying a lot more. But that's not to say that they could do better and could get the full benefits that they want at a cheaper price. They tend to be reluctant to switch and to kind of check out what they have, and tend to be on older policies for a very long time, the same policy for years. Mm-hmm. So they're praying through the nose. I mean, that's a really stark figure, 43% more than the under 65s are paying for their health cover.
Yeah, it's a huge difference. And Dermot, you're, of course, the expert in seeking out the best deal. Do you think a lot of those over 65s could be paying a lot less than they are?
Undoubtedly. Look, there are a lot of people who are holding on to those older plans for exactly as Charlie said, they want to keep full cover for major orthopaedic procedures and so on. A couple of things, Claire, they don't realise. Number one, sometimes from the same insurance company, they can still get those benefits at a lower cost. But once again, by switching, and switching is actually very straightforward. I mean, I know people are very reluctant to do this, but the legislation is very protective. I mean, I'm looking at that report and some of VHI's most popular plans, like their Health Plus Extra, which is the old Plan B options. That plan now costs €3,400. A retired couple will have to find nearly €900 extra to stay on that plan. But Claire, the benefits that they have on that plan, they can get those benefits in the market for about €2,300, €2,000 per adult. So that retired couple could keep the same benefits that they have with no break in their cover and potentially save like €2,800. So really, this report, and exactly as Charlie said there, this report is a wake-up call for everybody that's on a plan for more than 5 years. They really have to shop around. And I would suggest, the only question I find sometimes when older members, you know, when they engage with the insurance companies, they're nearly hoping the insurance companies will tell them you need to stay where you are. But technically, they've shopped around. And really what they need to do is ask that insurance company, do you have a lower cost plan that gives me full cover for the hip, knee and shoulder replacements? And tell them everything that's important to you. And you will be shocked sometimes at the answers that you'll get. But you need to ask the right questions.
And then the other part of this report, Charlie, which we wanted to focus on, is the fact that we're still seeing more people take out insurance, but the rate of increase is slowing dramatically. Now, we have a rapidly growing population. So what does that tell us?
Yeah, this is the first time we've seen this in a decade. Now, it's slightly hard to explain. There is a very small increase in the numbers taking out health insurance, but it's not growing, as you say, Claire. It's not growing to the same extent that the growth in the population is. So it's, if you look at it in percentage terms, the number of people with health insurance is kind of flatlining. So in 2022, 47.2% of the population had health insurance, down ever so slightly in 2023 to 47%. First time in a decade that that's happened. And there's quite a stark graph in the Health Insurance Authority, which is the regulator, in this review that they did of last year, showing that, look, the market did kind of, you know, people were pulling out of it big time when the financial crash hit. And until 2014, you know, there was a reducing number, reducing percentage of the population had health insurance. But from 2014 on, there's been a huge increase in the percentage of the population with health insurance until 2022, between 2023 and 2022. And that's got to be just down to, and the Health Insurance Authority says this as well, it's just down to the number of increases in the cost of cover. You know, that we've had multiple increases. Last year alone, if you just look at last year, there was a 10% increase in the cost of a typical cover. But in the meantime, we've had more increases. Only on Monday, Leia Healthcare put up their premiums by an average of 7%, but some of the increases are much higher than that. You know, all three health insurers, just over a year, they've had three increases each in just over a year. So families are deciding it's too expensive. And the Health Insurance Authority points out that children in particular are being taken out off cover. So, you know, that's not good for the market as a whole. If particularly people who are younger and children are not being insured, mm-hmm. that means you know, the burden then falls on the older people who are more likely to make claims, actually.
Well, Dermot, can I ask you about that? You know, someone who's weighing up whether they can continue to pay for their health insurance, and they look at it and they say, well, I'm going to take the children off, and that means I can keep going with the adult policy. Is that a good decision?
Yeah, do you know what, Claire? It's a decision we're seeing more people taking now for a number of reasons. For very young children, they will predominantly be treated in a public hospital such as Tallaght, Crumlin and so on. And also, government removed the €80 per night charge for children. So effectively, it's now free once you get your child into hospital. I would just urge caution for people who are considering taking that course of action, because bear in mind, nearly 10%, 8 to 10% of all those on waiting lists are actually young children. So yes, your child can get into the hospital, but you might have to wait 6-8 months for that routine surgery. But a lot of people, though, who need to cut their costs are basically doing that. They are removing the children from the policy. The other thing too, Claire, as well, we are seeing, I mean, exactly as Charlie said, there's no surprise here. When we see increases of 15 to 20%, that will force a lot of young people who are on tight budgets to basically reconsider. They'll either reduce their cover or they're cancelling. We're also seeing a lot of corporate clients who typically pay for their health insurance. A lot of those corporate clients, you know, they've reduced their staff numbers, they're letting people go, and a lot of those people won't keep that cover on themselves, particularly if they're under 34, because there's no age loading. So no surprises here. And look, whilst we've no indication of any more increases later this year, I hate to say it, but we expect there will be probably some more later in the year as such. But if there are more increases, then we're going to see, you know, the trend that we saw about 10 years ago, where those increases will force more younger people to either reduce or cancel their cover. And that's not good for the market. But the key message for everybody right now who has cover, cancellation should be a last resort. There are, like I saw in that report, 30 new plans. There's deals. There's even free cover right now at one of the insurers for children under 18. If you don't engage or get advice or put the insurance companies under pressure to give you a better deal, you're going to be charged more, and a lot of people can avoid those increases, but they must engage with the insurance companies properly.
Well, I know you both give that great piece of advice, which is to phone up the health insurance company and say, this is my budget, this is what I can afford, what can you give me, and see what comes back. And as you say, Dermot, a last resort is to cancel if you feel more secure with that health insurance in place. Thank you both, Charlie Weston and Dermot Good, for joining us on the programme. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.